Basel also consolidated other frontiers, particularly on the east in the upper Euphrates. Anyone who's traveled to that part of the world, especially the upper Euphrates, the great regions of Transcaucasia, the distances and the physical barriers, especially the great rivers, the mountains, the gorges, are just daunting. Basel imposed control over these regions. He put down several crucial challenges to his throne by the great eastern magnates. There were two revolts early in his reign by the eastern army to unseat him. He crushed these rebellions quite successfully and then reorganized the upper Euphrates frontier, reorganized the frontier in northern Syria. He also brought under imperial control the vast regions of Armenia. At the time of Basil's accession, there was no united Armenia. In fact, parts of the historic Armenian lands were under now imperial control and had been for a generation. But Basil annexed a number of kingdoms, particularly the kingdom of Vaspurakan in 1018, which is centered around the Lake Van today, which is now in eastern Turkey. And that was one of the key Armenian kingdoms. And after his death, his successors continued to bring these Armenian kingdoms under imperial control. Now, these regions were strategic. They were the main entrance into Imperial Asia Minor, and the Armenians were related Christian peoples. They had embraced Christianity, but they had remained largely under a separated church. And there's been a great deal of discussion whether Basil was judicious in doing this and whether his successors should have allowed these kingdoms to remain as a shield to Byzantine power rather than bringing them under imperial control. What could be said from the imperial viewpoint, and certainly from Basil's viewpoint, the Armenian kings and competing princes provided very little security. They often warred with each other. They were not above inviting Muslim allies in. And really what Basil had to do was impose order. Now, the consequences of that were not immediately evident. Again, Basil, in his customary manner, sought out many Armenians for service. There is a report that 18,000 of them, the nobles and knights of King John, the last king of Vaspurakan, actually took imperial lands, took imperial service, entered into the imperial aristocracy. There are many imperial families with Armenian names. But a number of these Armenians did not embrace the Orthodox faith. In fact, far from it. Most of them identified themselves with their traditional Armenian faith, which is supposedly a Monophysite confession, all that's disputable, and really resented direct imperial control. And there were a number of reasons besides just orthodoxy. Byzantine emperors taxed, they administered. Armenian society was based on a much looser structure with regional warlords. The faith was distinct. They used their own Armenian alphabet, their own Armenian rite. And while Basil was able to accommodate these Armenians, in the generation after Basil, many of these Armenians became increasingly alienated from the imperial government. And when the Crusades show up, they actually welcome the Crusades as possible allies against the Byzantines. Furthermore, Armenians migrated in large numbers in Basil's reign from the historic heartland, from the regions of Transcaucasia around Lake Van, into what is now southeastern Turkey called Cilicia in the Taurus Mountains. And there was in effect, a colonization. And these are regions immediately north of Antioch, and these Cilician Armenians, as they're often called, will play an extremely important role in the Crusades, because they are not only allied with the Crusaders, they also sometimes are at odds with the emperor in Constantinople. And again, this is a result of Basil's policy to impose some sort of order on the eastern frontier. Finally, Basil really was able to rule in splendid isolation, not only because of his remarkable military victories. And without a doubt, as much as court ceremonial in the Orthodox faith was important to emperors, military victory was just important for legitimacy. Basil broke the power of the great landed magnates, the whole dunatoi, as they're called in imperial legislation.